WABC, New York. The 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief gasoline and other Texaco products present His Honor the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Wait a minute. That's no good.
What's no good?
That's the wrong introduction. Look, I'm Eddie Stanley, Cantor's nephew. I'm taking his place for this summer. Don't remember?
Oh. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the mayor of Texaco Town's nephew, Eddie Stanley.
Jimmy, I think you better go back to that canter introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to operating difficulties, there has been an interruption in the program of Texaco Town. We hope to be able to resume this program in a moment or two. In the meantime, we present an interlude of organ music.
Thank you. Congratulate you on the way you took your initiation to Texaco Town.
Initiation?
Yes. All those insults were planned just to see if you could take it. And you proved you're a regular guy. So now I'm going to introduce you to the rest of the cast.
Oh, gee. That's swell of you, Jim.
And I want you to meet the first lady of Texaco Town, Deanna Durbin. Deanna, this is Mayor Cantor's nephew, Eddie Stanley.
How do you do?
Why, Deanna, you're just as darling as Eddie Cantor said you were.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, Mayor Cantor was telling everyone on the program about you, too.
Yeah? What did he say about me?
Well, I don't know exactly. You see, before he started to talk about you...
Yeah?
He sent Bobby and me out of the room.
Attention car owners, by always insisting on proper scientific chassis lubrication and refusing one gun, one shot grease jobs, you can get from $50 to $100 more in trade-in allowance on your present car when you buy a new one. Naturally, this should be of greatest interest to every car owner, because everyone wants to save money. Therefore, I'm going to let the people who decide the trade-in value of your car tell you about it in their own words. One car dealer has put it this way. We can allow 15% to 20% more on a car which has been regularly and properly lubricated. Now, be sure that you get more money for your used car when you buy a new one. The sure way is, insist on Marfax, M-A-R-F-A-K, the proper chassis lubricant. Marfac doesn't wash out, melt out, or wear out. Marfac guards your car against chassis repairs and the loosening up, which quickly depreciates its value. Marfac lasts and lubricates twice as long as ordinary grease. You can get Marfac lubrication for your car at Texaco stations from coast to coast. So stop at your neighborhood Texaco station and ask the dealer about the many additional services he includes in each Marfac job. What's the matter, Eddie? What's the matter?
I'd sort of like to meet Jack Renard.
Well, the nicest way to meet Jack Renard is through his music. Listen while he pays tribute to the June bride. He introduces the bride, the groom, and the real best man, the minister. Jack Renard's melodic conception of a wedding in June.
Certainly makes those instruments talk, doesn't he?
Yes, sir, but when it comes to a talking instrument, there's nothing in the world could beat our telephone operator, Seymour Seymour. And here she is. Seymour Seymour, this is Mayor Cantor's nephew, Eddie Stanley.
So you're Seymour Seymour. Well, well.
And you're Cantor's nephew. Say, did anyone ever tell you you're cute? You ain't married, are you?
No, I'm not married. So you think I'm kind of cute, huh?
Say, after standing alongside a Cantor, even a puss like yours looks good to me.
Well, you're kind of cute yourself. Come on over here a little closer.
Why, you want to kiss me?
No, I want to see if you got a double chin.
A double chin?
Yeah, you talk so much, I don't see how one chin can stand up under all that chatter.
Starting with the jokes, huh? Why, my pa says funnier things than that even when he's sober.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to talk to your father.
Oh, Mr. Stanley, oh, this is so sudden.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. You don't get me.
Well, there's no harm in trying.
Oh, say more. You know, if you really like me that much, how about me coming over to your house tonight?
You can't come tonight. Mom and Pa's been fighting all day.
They've been fighting?
Yeah, my kid brother Buster got a licking in school.
Buster got a licking? Did he get bad marks?
Not at first, but he sure got them in the end.
Well, look, why didn't your father go to the school and do something about it?
Oh, he did. He walked into Buster's classroom while school was on. The teacher asked Buster, "Where is the Rock of Gibraltar?" Buster says, "I don't know." So Pa hollers, "No wonder you're always in trouble. Why don't you remember where you put things?"
And what did the teacher do?
She just gave Pa a dirty look and went on with the lesson. She said with three schooners, Columbus discovered a land of painted savages that no man ever seen before.
Yeah?
And Pa says that's nothing. Take one schooner of the stuff I've been drinking and you'll see things that no man ever seen before or since.
You know, it sounds to me like your father must have been drinking.
He was, even had a bottle with him. Ma come in looking for him, and the minute he seen her, he poured the liquor in one of the inkwells.
He poured the liquor in an inkwell?
Yeah. Then a terrible thing happened to Pa, and they had to take him to the hospital.
To the hospital? Why?
After Ma left, Pa went looking for the liquor he put in the inkwell. And would you believe it? Poor Pa drank 12 quarts of ink before he found out he was in the wrong classroom.
Hey, say more. Say more. Come on over here, you know. I really like you, and I hope we'll get along together on the program.
We'll get along if you'll give a girl a break. Why don't you let me sing?
You want to sing, babe? Okay, and I'll even play the piano for you.
Oh, wait, he's a clever guy, though. He even plays the piano. Do you know all the world is waiting for the sunrise?
Yeah, but let him wait.
Sing now.
All the world is waiting for the sun.
That's the sun coming up.
Taking a long time for it to come up.
Yeah. I guess that's the sun that Tanner's been waiting for all these years.
Well, I can't sing if you're going to play like that.
Yes, and I can't play if you're going to sing like that. Maybe you better try a popular song.
All right. Do you know the object of my affection?
Why, certainly. Go ahead.
The object of my affection can change my complexion.
Now, you can't sing that song.
Listen, fella, who are you to tell her she can't sing that song? She's Seymour Seymour.
Well, I'm the fella that wrote that song. I'm Pinky Tomlin.
Pinky Tomlin.
Hey, wait a minute. Why can't I sing it? It's a popular song, ain't it?
Well, it was kind of popular until you sung it.
Well, just because you're Pinky Tomlin, there's no reason for you to come up here and insult a girl who's trying to make an honest living. That is, if you call working on the radio an honest living. But anyways, it's better than hanging in a cage and having people throw peanuts at you. Hey, did anyone ever tell you you're cute? Ain't married, are you?
Hold on. Hold on there. You said the same thing to me a little while ago, and now you're flirting with him.
Well, Pinky's tall and you're short.
He's tall and I'm short. What's that got to do with your flirting?
Well, I'm looking high and low for a fella.
Yes. Well, so you can count me out, miss. I'm kind of leery of women. I'd rather just sit home with my guitar.
Yeah, you'd rather have a guitar than Seymour Seymour?
Yeah, you see, you can pick on a guitar and it won't talk back to you.
Oh, you play a guitar. Gee, ain't that romantic?
What do you mean romantic? I can do anything with my piano that he can do with his guitar.
Boy, I'd like to see you tuck that piano under your arm and then strum it.
Listen here, Tomlin, don't try to be funny. I'm the comedian here. Remember, for the summer, I'm in Cantor's shoes.
You're in Cantor's shoes, huh? Well, doggone if that ain't the first pair of shoes I ever saw with three heels.
You know, you two boys are so cute, I can't make up my mind which I like best. So much as I hate to do it, I'll have to let you boys kiss me to see who's the best romancer.
All right, Tomlin. Now, look, you kiss her first, and then I'll show her what a real kiss is like.
But, shucks, I don't want to kiss her at all. Women make me nervous.
Oh, please, boys, don't fight over me. I'll settle the whole thing. I'll kiss you both and see which is best. Now, you first, Eddie Stanley. Pretty good. Now, you, Pinky Tomlin. Not bad. Now, you, Eddie. You, Pinky. Eddie? Pinky?
Hey, wait a minute, You can't you make up your mind without all this fuss?
Oh, sure, I made up my mind after the very first kiss. There's no difference between you.
No difference? Well, why didn't you say that after the first kiss?
I'm no fool. Who knows when I'll get a chance like this again?
Oh, boy. It looks like Seymour Seymour left you boys holding the bag.
Yeah, that's what always happens to me, Mr. Wellington. That's why I still say I'll stick to my guitar.
Say, listen, Pinky, it's been almost 2 months since you visited us here. You must have written another song since you wrote The Love Bug.
I sure did, and I'd like to dedicate it to Mr. Eddie Stanley.
You going to dedicate the song to me, Pinky? Gee, that's swell. What's the name of it?
Text in the Head. When other folks are a-crying, he starts to laughing instead. What makes him act so darn squirrely? He just hits in the head. He hangs himself in the closet, then throws his clothes on the bed. It's not cause he's absent-minded, no, no. He just hits in the head. He ain't got a brain in his noodle. No expression appears on his face. His thoughts keep a-going round and round, but they don't come out any place. He looks awake when he's sleeping, but when awake he looks dead. He must be Dracula's brother. Well, he just takes in the head. He wears a smile of contentment, just like a cow that's been fed. Only a cow looks much smarter. He just takes in the head. He never makes love to the ladies. Marbles is more fun, he said. He thinks that shoes are for sissies. Well, he just takes in the head. Oh, his nose looks just like a big bugle. His hair is like an old bale of hay. His underwear's made of old salt bags. He itches and he scratches, baby, all the day. He only has one ambition. About it, there's no ifs or buts. This guy wants to sing on the radio. Well, he's not touched, no, he's not touched. He's just simply gone nuts.
Pinky Tomlin, if you'll just follow your own advice and stick to that guitar, I think you're going to make the people in Texaco Town very, very happy this summer. Say, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie Stanley, come over here, will you? Listen, there's one little fellow on the program you haven't met yet.
Well, it looks like I'm going to have my chance right now, if you mean this little man coming right in.
That's right. Eddie Stanley, meet Bobby Bree.
Hello, Mr. Stanley.
Hello, Bobby. You know, I hope you and I are going to be good friends, because I have to take your daddy's place for the summer.
Are you really taking daddy's place in everything?
That's right.
Well, daddy always used to pick out my songs for me.
Okay, Bobby, I'll pick out your songs.
And daddy always used to give me a big kiss when I finished my song.
All right, Bobby, I'll tell you what. When you finish your song tonight, I'll give you a great big kiss.
That's just what I'm afraid of.
Take over, Jane.
Well, Bobby, what song are you going to sing?
Something I hope everyone will like. You see, Uncle Jimmy, Daddy once told me that you must always try to please the people.
Well, your Daddy is always trying, Bobby.
He told me to answer requests whenever I could. And for tonight, I'm going to sing Ailey, Ailey.
Oh.
We hope you've enjoyed your visit to Texaco Town tonight, and that you'll be our radio guests again next Sunday. Meanwhile, drop in at your neighborhood Texaco dealer during the week. He is anxious to serve you. And now, as Jack Bernard and his singing violin bring you a thought to remember, may I say good night, everyone, and good night, Eddie Cantor. Same time, same station. In the meantime, whenever you hear the siren and bell, remember Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. Next time, try a Texaco dealer. James Wallington speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
P.M. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.